So I have a right to change my mind. The halacha is that Torah v'regel, the Talmidim can decide what inyanim the Rebbe should discuss. But the Talmidim should decide not to discuss anything that the prisoners halacha. So I change my mind. So you see that I didn't come yesterday, I came today, and be three shuim, and then I'll be here Sunday, and I'll give you here Sunday and Monday. Tuesday I can be here. So, but Monday I would like to start this year very, very early. Very, very early. I mean, the latest 9:30, but I would like to start at 9 o'clock. Not to discuss anything that the prisoners challenge. So I change my mind. So you see that I didn't come yesterday, I came today, and be three shuim, and then I'll be here Sunday, and I'll give you here Sunday and Monday. Tuesday I can be here. So, but Monday I would like to start this year very, very early. Very, very early. I mean, the latest 9:30, but I would like to start at 9 o'clock. Not so early. This is plain sick. Operate at an earlier time, you know. Okay, trains and planes and everything. So, there'll be three shurim, and as it was suggested by someone, that in view of the fact that 2 years ago we covered Pirei Shvi, so this year we should try to cover as much as possible in Pirei Shvi. Okay. Sindar Asiyot Matzis Eilu Gileu Chav Mishoso Kach. התחיל המייסדים קייס לחלך הדרכות ומבורר בר פרי הדפן ואם הרולפים שהיהים הוא זמן ושייס Now on that, there is a machlekes between Bishama and Bishira what brocha comes first So, according to Bishamai so the birkas hayayim is recited first and then the birkas hayayim and Bishira say Birkas Hayayim is recited first and then Birkas Kiddush Hayayim. Of course Halacha is like this, you know. And some Mele, that's what the Rambam says. Bitchila meizgin keis lecholecha v'yachot u'mivorer b'ir p'ri adofen ve'im erolof Kiddush Hayayim first b'ir p'ri adofen then Kiddush Hayayim and then Zman Shechayonu v'sheis. V'hakach מבורך על רכירס ידיים ונטו יבא. So the Rambam Shita is, you know, everybody knows that the Seder, so you wash twice. So the first time when you wash, you don't make a bore. The second time, you make a bore. But the Shita Sarambam is that you make a bore on rikiras yadayim the first time too. Why do you machlekes? Because the second time when you wash, you wash because you are going to eat pas, matz. So that of course requires rikiras yadayim. But the first time you wash because of the karpas. So that doesn't fit. Why does that require rikiras yadayim? If you want to eat an apple, you have to wash your hands. No, but here the karpas requires filling. So it's idobo shetibule dimashke and salt water. So mele, idobo shetibule dimashke requires Nitiras Yadayim. Why? Also because of Tzrach Trume. Tzrach Trume. In other words, because if it's the Bulei Bimashke and the Chachomim Yom Nisakim, that Yadayim is Nitiras Yadayim. So everybody's Yadayim, unless he just washed it. He is a Shema Yitume. A Shema Yitume. Now in Chul, there is no shlishi. In Truma, there is a shlishi. In Chum, so you have a rishon l'sheni. That's how far you can go. There is no shlishi. In other words, if an eichel that is a sheni will touch another eichel of Chum, so then it will not become tame. And no effect. But in Truma, there is a shlishi. So if an echel that is a sheni litume will touch another echel that is trume, it will become a shlish. But no revi in trume. In Kadesh, there is a revi too. So in Mele, but there is one aloha. That's one of the chesdavah that the Chachamim are gazing. that maske is nasetchil. There is a basic difference between the susceptibility of tume that potentially endears in an echel and the susceptibility of tume that potentially endears in a maske, in a fluid. An echel, if it comes in contact with another echel that is tume, so the degree of tume that the echel acquires is a lower degree. In other words, if a vision, an echel vision comes in contact with another echel, so the other echel can become a shame. If an echel shame comes in contact with an echel truma, so the echel truma becomes a shlishi. Let's say in Kiddush, so it becomes a revi. When in regard to a solid echel, not a fluid echel, not mashke, so the susceptibility of tume is such that it always has to acquire a lower degree of tume, a lower degree of tume. So, or you can call it higher degree of tume, but it's lower because it's not as much tume as let's say, as a Rishni Shein is a lower degree of tume. Mashinkin, if a mashke touches an echel tome, even if the echel tome is a shame. And the mashke, and if he touches the mashke, so then the mashke becomes a rishon. So you ask, how can the thing that receive tume from something else have a higher degree of tume than the contaminator? That's the takon of Yechazon. It's a special takon. Zeres mishumashki nizok, so the chachomi won't be sad. Some mele is dovosh et vulei bimashke. Tzorech mitoyos yedayim. Why? Because tam yedayim are shein alitum. And if, let's say, suppose you take an apple, and because of the chashosheh, cancer contaminated, you wash the apple under the faucet. So it's also to burn the mash. Some may say, according to many of the shaymen, if you want to eat a piece of that apple that you washed it under the faucet, you have to be naked to that. And according, let's say, to the Rambam, you have to make a brocha and you have to line too. And this is the way the burn passes from you. That whenever you take a pear or a vegetable that is tibulei bimashke, that was moistened by water, so then you have to wash your hands. Why? Because your hands are tome. Everybody's hands is tome. It is shenali tome. And there is a takona one of the yechazdavah that when shenali tome touches a mashke, so the mashke becomes a rishon. Higher degree of tume than my hands. My hands are only shenali tume. But if I touch, let's say, if I rinse the apple under the water, before it dries up, so there are some droplets of water on the piece of apple. So my hands touch the droplets of water. So mele, the droplets of water become tome. So because of that, so of course, Bisman, we are not Zoya, and being naked as Shedeno, for Dodo Shetvuri Mash, only Pesach night. So the Tazes, the Kashem, Manish Tana Alayla Zemikolale. So why is it? So he rebukes the people who are not Zoya. They're not acting like, they should watch it, see, on Pesach night. So we do watch, why is it? So why Pesach night, you have to be more observant, so then we should be a Tavka Seres Mitzvah. Why Pesach night? The Taz says that. I mean, there is no aloha. On Pesach night, you have to be more conscientious in Shmiras HaMitzvahs than any other night. Aseres Mitzvah, but Aseres Mitzvah, no one is Zoya in there. So he rebuked the people. He said, they're not texting right. They're not texting right. He criticized them, the Jews, and we're not doing it. But I'm pretty surprised we observe. But let's say, so what is the kule? The kule is, Bisman, the dearest Akadmeni, when we are feeling the tare, when we are shooting the tare in tumor, so then everybody was made that you have to be naked when you're dying. You have to be naked when you're dying if you eat something that is the bulogimash. Because otherwise you will be, it will result in contamination of tare. It will result in contamination of tare. Some melee, but now we are coming anyway. We're not involved in Paris anyway. We are all related. Some melee, there is no chiyuv of mitzvah. That's a shitz menashe. But after the shemim say the justice will be passed, even though the takone of pass was misken also mishum shach tumo, because originally, so the takone was made in regard to tumo. But then, from Sach Tumo, so it was extended to who knows. And today, there is no significance in Tumo because we are all Tumeim anyway. We don't have any Tare. But still, it is the Nisa by the time, the Nisa, and then by the time the past, so many of the Shem say, besides the Nisa of eating the living tears you're dying, there is also mitzvah, because the Gemara mentions in Asmachte, is kadishtem b'nisemdeshim, is kadishtem z'zumayim v'shemim, b'nisemdeshim l'mayim achemim. So Rabbi Yehudah Brocha says that there are two alochas in the tears you're dying we pass. One is a nisa. One is a nisa. In other words, that one is not allowed to eat the learning till us you die. It's not allowed to eat the learning till us you die. It's a nisa. And then there is a mitzvah. But if it had been just a nisa, no mitzvah, we wouldn't make it brochet. There's one mitzvah. What's the matter? Well, does one make it brochet? Does one make it brochet on being nina of a nisa? No one makes it brochet on being nina of a nisa. We make it brochet and a kiva mitzvah, but and the refrain from Nisa, we don't take a bracha when we kasha the pots or the silverware for Pesach. We make a bracha? No. When you are table carrying that you bought from Minochri, then you make a bracha because there's a kiva mitzvah. But Hagole is not a kiva mitzvah. In other words, if you don't make Hagole, you're not allowed to eat the food that was cooked in those days. Because they'll be bria. They'll be bria. So it's only Nias Yisa. There is no bracha on Nias Yisa. And Kirsh and Bain will make a bracha. So if it can only involve a Nisa or beating between Kirsh and Bain, we wouldn't make a bracha. So Rabbi Meir says, because besides the Yisa of eating between Kirsh and Bain, and Bishleime, so you can ask, Bishleime Ligabit Humo, we understand this. Because Gabi Tumor, there is a shlishi, some melee eat, if you want to eat Tumor, not after past Tumor, even previous Tumor. You see, only Gabi Chum, there is a difference between past Chum and previous Chum. But Tumor, there is no difference. The same chiyuv of Mikra Sedayim creates, somebody wants to eat anovi of Tumor. So he has to wash his hands, because if he doesn't wash his hands, and he yadayim ashenari tume, and he touches unless he eats with gloves. So they know haname. But if he doesn't eat with gloves, so ordinarily he touches the anovim of tumo. So the anovim of tumo becomes shlishi. You're not allowed, how is he came allowed to eat tumot meyo? So allowed to eat tumot meyo. So by tumo there is no difference between pas and payers. But by whom, see, it's only Mishum Schach Tumo, so there's a difference. So, Shleimel Bizdine, you only sake, only Paschum, משום שכך קומו, you're not allowed to eat the lintas down. Actually, you should be able to eat. So what? The daimashin is, some male, if you don't wash the hands, so they remain contaminated. And then they touch the roll, the bread, so what? The roll, the bread doesn't become shlishi, it's whole. But if you wouldn't have to wash for whom, so then he will neglect that even when he eats pastruma, because he has a certain routine. If he knows he doesn't have to wash when he eats pastruma, so maybe he will not wash when he eats truma either. And then he'll be either a miser, the kain will be eating trumat meyer, that's a miser that I said, to eat trumat meyer. Trumat meyer requires beer, it's a pious rite, not allowed to eat it. So because of that, the Chachamim are misakin and miser to eat paschum, the link is that even though in paschum itself there is no possibility that if you don't wash your hands and you hold it with contaminated hands, that the chum should become tamay. The chum cannot become tamay because the yadayim are only shenuitum. So still, mishum schach kume, the chachomim were gazer that one is not allowed to eat to pass chum without it to sign. That's a misa. But why we make it broche? The answer is, Rav Lin in broche says, because besides the misa of eating the living person dying, there is also a mitzvah. The more I'm based it upon the positive condition of disengagement, but that's an asmach. All right, but it's a kina mitzvah. In other words, the yadayim have to be mitzvahs. And that tasteless, and that are the shame, the kolish mitzvahs. So this is the whole says, there are two alochets in the yadayim mechum. One, mishum shrach trumet, that's a nisa. And then, mitzvah mishum mitzvahs. Once mitzvahs, well, all right, mitzvahs, it's clean, fine. It's true, clean, but you can wash, you can make your hands clean if you don't wash the hands with a cup. So let's say, suppose you wipe your hands with alcohol and soap mixed with soap, it might even be cleaner than when you wash, when you pour water from a kelet. But that's called mitzvahs. In other words, your dime has to be mitzvahs. So there's a kina mitzvah, this kaddish and disengagement. These kaddish them in my rishonim. That's why you are mevorech. That's why you are mevorech. Now it is interesting to know what's up. El chesnu chesobes atunes halach chesed es chayim. Shleine amelech ubeiz dinei gozru al kol ha-yodayim shiir shmiyas. Da'at al pishel yoda bebadai shenigiyu mipni shayodayim askamiyas. Ligoza shleine elo, ligoza shleine yodayim tume elo likeish. So shleine ubeiz dinei yoyim yodayim zel likeish. Da'atiach gozru chachonim shach rodat litrum. So litrumo is itakona milchers. Ulticho צורך מטילס ידיים מתרומו, נדע בתרומו, כדם שאיתו ידו פסולו במשרפס על תומזו. הרמב"ם doesn't even mention אל חשבס התומז, ודחכון ומורגיז המטילס ידיים מחומו, ולראי בנדמס, עומר אברום, דחקים גוזרו להכתיר הסכום שצורך מטילס ידיים. ודרמב"ם, אל חשבס התומז, where he mentions the requirement of the Tzadayim Mitzad Tumeh, he doesn't even mention Chum. Why didn't he mention Chum? Very simple. Very simple, because there couldn't be any Tumeh by Chum. The Tzadayim Shnei is a Tumeh. He doesn't wash them, and then he touches the pas with his bare hands. So what happens to the Yechum Nafet? The Yechum Chum cannot become Shlishi. So there is no Isa, Shita Sarambam appears to be. Of course it's contrary to the Shita of most Rishonim. Most Rishonim agree with the Raivim.
But by whom there is an Isa people in Kajirai. The Rambam doesn't mention the Isa. But where does he mention? He does mention it in Ilchas Rochas. In Ilchas Ovis HaTumis, the Rambam doesn't mention it. He only mentions it. Kedei Shari Truma, because there is an Inyan of Tumma. But whom there is no Inyan of Tumma. The Raile, the other Shari mention, Shimshach Truma, there is the same Isa. But the Raile, but the Rambam mentions the Dinim of Mithya Sedayim in detail, in Ilchas Rochas. Rambam in Perek Vov Milchel Vohet Halach Aleph says Kol Eichi Lapas Shem Vohem Olav Ameitzi Tzorech Mitvos Yodayim Tchilo Viseit The Apal Pish in Pasru The Apal Pish So there is no to me The Apal Pish in Yod of New Vohet So it's not a question of actual cleanliness Ben Yidei Alohem Tume Leyecha Lachinit Yoshte Yodah וכן כל דבר שתגיעו לבינשתים צורך אוניברסיטאי תחיל. כל, but he doesn't mention תומה, mention זה מיץ. כל הנטיה ידע בין להכילה, בין לתפיש מת ובין לתפילה לבור איך תחילה של שם סיסה וצבון האוניברסיטאי. שזו מיצס חכומים שמסתבים עם נטיה, עם נטיה, נשמיע מהם. שנאמר על פי עתיר אשר ירוך. סאו. שנאמר לא יש את הרמב״ם דוזנק מיישן אין לי איסה משום צומא. בייחון. להקשיב את הרמב״ם פייס תבי ודאיז מי איסה בייחון. סנאביר אחר. סנאביר בקוס יאו מבצע עם איסי רבו. The same way as when a person puts on a דגש רב הקמפס without success, so he has an avera, but he doesn't have an avera like wearing klai. Then it's an isa. But a beggar shall have a kamfes without success, it's no isa. It's a bitla mitzvah. But the bitla mitzvah consists, once you put it down, you have a free effect, Jesus Nebeya. And if you don't put it in Jesus Nebeya, it's not. You have an isa in wearing the beggar shall have a kamfes without success. You have an avera like somebody who doesn't put on film. Except film, you are mechuyev to put on film. And by tzitzes, so you are not mechuyev to put on a beged shall have a kampes with tzitzes. Only b'nei deritcha is many shalom. But once you put on a beged shall have a kampes, you are mechuyev to have tzitzes. And if not, you are mevatel mitzvah deraisi. So here, and in the Rabbonu Rebbe, if you eat chul, according to the right of Nolvad Rishen, you eat an isha, like eating bosa pachol. Same way, but according to Rambam, there is no isa to eat chum without intensive life. But if you eat pas, you are mechuyev to wash your hands first. And if you don't wash your hands first, you are mevatel mitzvah d'rabbanan. Mevatel mitzvah d'rabbanan, so it's navera, but no isa. Yes, what is it?
You don't dip the bread into the water.
What is that?
You don't dip the bread into the water.
No, because it's Mishum Yisrael. But there is a special takonet, this Kaddish and this relation. According to that, there is a Mishum Yisrael Tumet.
But so, what is the Yisrael Tumet?
Because of the Zera, if one, because pass is something that every person needs. All right. Will our pass the body yich yodam? That means that pass is the main thing in the sustenance of the person. Other things, so some people don't eat, let's say, a fruit or a vegetable for many, many days, but pas. It's very unlikely that the person should not eat pas. So Mimele, the Chachomim said, the Omisake, that one is not allowed, to eat pas hum without first dying, because if it would be permissible to eat pas hum without first dying, then no probability, many times you would be nichshul and you would eat truma also, because a person is accustomed to eat pas. So maybe if he's not accustomed to wash before he's a paschum, he will not wash when he's paschum or two.
But the truma
would be terrible. No, what difference does it make? In truma doesn't make a difference. In truma there is a shlishi. What difference does it make whether he's stable or not?
His
hands will make the... That's right. We'll make the truma the shlishi. So it will become truma tmeo. And you're not allowed to, Tien is not allowed to eat truma tmeo. Izar is not allowed to eat truma period. Truma tmeo. So in Tien, he's not allowed to eat truma tmeo. So then the Chacham will not gezia. But why shouldn't the gezia on Pires also? The answer is because Pires is not something that every person eats there. Pas is something that every person eats there. Everybody eats
pas. But if you dip the pear into water, so why there is the water
there? What's the difference between the pear? Yeah, but it is not something that everybody does there. So maybe the Chachamim on that visa mishum schach tumech. On the contrary, the Gemara says, Cholamim kli yodot mipiris, that was not dipped in water, harizu migasi oruah. That's the too much of chumkait, you know. Harizu migasi oruah. Too much chumkait is gasi oruah. This is the Pesach in the Gemara, why is it gasi oruah? The answer is, he wants to be frum without Allah has this. See, the Gassar Urach is a Bogaide, it's a ridiculous Bogaide. Please, somebody is a Bogaide. He can rationalize it. You understand me? Without any halachic basis, so what's the yiches? There's the pshat. Hamei together in peers, chum are in Gassar Urach. Because there's no purpose, there's no halachic basis. Why won't the Chachom Zizir and peers? Because penis is not something that every person eats.
I understand, but even if you're tovah, what's the difference whether you're tovah with penis and water or not?
By whom?
By
yeah. So then, most things say that there is a few of the Dersidan, because then there is a possibility of tumen. There is a possibility, because that if he must. Because if there's a drop of water on the pere, some melee, that's mashke. So the mashke, when it touches the hands, becomes a nation. That's right, it will also become by a tummy. But we are not Zodian, but it will become a tummy anyway. All right, anyway. So the Rambam doesn't mention the... But the Rambam doesn't mention an Isser of Tversedayim, Mishum Schach, Trumme, Mishum Tumme, Ligabechum. He doesn't mention, that's why the Rambam doesn't mention the Dina of Tversedayim, Ligabechum, in the Chesovus Atomist. Only the Mitzvah, but the Broche, but other Sheinim Achilek and the Rambam. But what the Rambam says is true, is certainly true according to all the other Sheinim too, that there is a Mitzvah. So besides the Isser, there is a Mitzvah, I will make a Broche. If it had only involved Nisa, there wouldn't be Ibra. Anyway, so this is... So most Rishonim have the Shita that there is a Chiyuv of Nitiras Yadayim. Ligabei Dovah Shekubulei Bimashke, Bidnichu. And maybe have to make a Brocha of Nitiras, of Nitiras Yadayim, Nitiras Yadayim. But, many Rishonim say no. Many Rishonim say, so first of all, there are some Rishonim who say that even today, where we have no, we are not Ashutim Pirates, there is no practical significance. Yes, Tomei, not Tomei, because we are all Tomei anyway, and all the Ichim and all the Mashkim are Tomei anyway. But since there is a possibility of Tomei, by Dorosh it's really Mashke, because if you eat an apple that has droplets of water on it, so maybe when you touch the droplets of water, your hands, if you didn't wash them, are shinri tume. So they touch the droplets of water, the droplets of water become tume. So maybe there is a chiyuv to be made to the body. But the brochi you don't make. The Arishinim say, not only the chiyuv, but you have to make a bracha also. What's the machlokes? those sort of atrishites, the Asamri Shemi Musei, the Dover Shekibule, the Maske, you don't have to be made to be bad. And after all, the Mina Koleil among a Yechidi Marzoyer, Kolashon, you see the passage, he's rebuking the Jews, why they are so Mizalzeh. No one is Nicholas Yodov, the Dover Shekibule, the Maske. No one. So he rebukes them. But that was the facts of life, the Tidin Gizmanataz. Gizmanataz, so Jews on the whole were not Zoya to be made to the Dali for Dobo Shibulil Mashk. So here's the Kasha, Mamishan Alala Zemikola. So, but, so the, but the Arishenim say that, that today we don't have to be made to the Dali. So these Rishenim hold that this the Rabbonot of the mitzvah of these Kaddishtem, the misengation, these Kaddishtem, the Ilumayim Rishenim, the misengation, the Ilumayim Achreim, so there is a mitzvah besides the Nisea, there is a mitzvah in the Rabbonot that applies only to Pars. But regabei Dobo Shetibur Dimashke, so it doesn't apply. So it doesn't apply. So there is no mitzvah. And even though they hold that we are mechuyev to be to dying because of the Isa. Because of the Isa, which is Shach Truma, so Dosh Guri Mashke, there is this exil of Shach Truma, even when it got the prayers, Shach Guri Mashke, because there is a possibility of Truma. But the mitzvah of this Kaddishtem of Yedayim Rikiyes, that mitzvah applies only to Pas. Some may already say that you are not Kivorech, not only now you have Kivorech. You're not Kivorech even with Manabais, when there was a practical significance in avoiding contamination of things, I mean, of being Mutame, Mashkin, and so on. So there's only an Issa. But you don't make a broche on the Nias and Isa just as you don't make a broche on a gole. That's one shit. Then there is a shite that not only it's made with Manazeh when there is no, we are not Zoya the Tares, but we are Machuyah the Univorech and the Golden Pastors like that. It's Pastor that you have to be Kawashon when you need to be a dying, we have to be Univorech. In other words, that the same takon, the same two din that apply to pass applies to Dovah Shetmuyeh Mashke. So just as we got the pass, we have two alohas. One Nisa, to eat Pazul in Tosedayim, which is Chachkuma, and one mitzvah of Nikia, is of this Kaddish, and this Udeishin, so we got Dovah Shetmuyeh Mashke, we also have both alohas. One Nisa, which is Chachkuma, and one mitzvah. Then the Alishem will say that now Bismanazeh, when there is no significance in maintaining Tare, because we are all clean anyway, we are not to be a queer. In other words, there is no Isa. Now, yes.
According to the Rishonim that say that you do make a bracha because of Nikias, does that only apply when you're washing from your food, or does that also apply if one washes their hands and gets dirty and then washes them to get the dirt off? Would that be a bit of Nikias, or that has...
No, I'm going to say, there is no special takone of Nikias. I mean, only when you wash to eat something that is to be washed. Let's say, moist kitab. So according to the Goyen, you have to wash. And if you want to re-wash an apple, and then to dry it, and then to eat it, when there is no droplets left, then you don't have to wash. But if you want to eat the apple while the droplets of water are still on the apple, then according to the Goyen, you have to wash, and you have to make a broth. But otherwise not.
There's no advice. A person wants to be true. He will also have to wash his hands and make a bracha.
And Pires, not to us. That's totally wrong. What?
True.
Truma, I mean.
Pires, they're true.
That was not Tibbulei B'Mashkeh.
That was not Tibbulei.
I don't think so.
No, it's no. Still would have contaminated.
Right. Yeah, in Achlan. I don't know, but I don't think so. All right, then now, Seder again. Seder, Asir, Smati, Mitzvah, Seder, Gilei, Ochav, Mishu, Osakach, Yitzchil, Omeish, Nikesh, Lechol, Achav, Veachot, Umibore, Rebeire, Kri, Hagopet, Veimer, Olof, Kiddush, Ayei, Muzman, Vishis, Vahakach, Mibore, Chav, Tos, Yodayim, Vnei, Togero, Umidin, Shulchan, Oruch, Olof, Nore, Abiyare, Kachachot, Umatso v'chareises v'gufi shal kebes, so he's talking about Zman HaBayit. V'gufi shal kebes ha-Pesach u'psach ha-Gide sholim ha-Bos. U'bizman hazeh, so there is no kom Pesach and there is no kom ha-Gide. Nidin v'tizeicha, nidin ha-Ashur kon shnei mini-Boso. Today, instead of shnei mini-Boso, so he has a piece of basar and an egg. But it is zeicha. Echot zeicha l'Pesach, echot zeicha l'Chagiga. U'mas, masri l'mivorich b'ere pri adama. L'kiach yad, so anyway, so we had that discussion because there are connection with the Loshin the Rambam, the Hakach, mivorich ha'intos yedayim, b'nei to yadom. So mivorich ha'intos yedayim, because Shittus Rambam means that those that will be mashke requires mitzvah sedayim, and not only mitzad yisea, but mitzad the mitzvah. And the country the Rambam Shittim is, there is no yisea by whom even if you give a pass, but there is a mitzvah. So, but as far as the brocha, that's not based upon yisea. Yes, yisea or no yisea. You don't make a brocha on mias or yisea. So you make a broche on the Tosefayim for pass because of the mitzvah. This Kaddish and this invasion. So the Shnei Sarambam means that the mitzvah of this Kaddish and this invasion applies equal to pass and to Dovosh and to Gulli Mash. But then the Rambam says, Masra Allah Habeis, Masra Mevorer Beire Pri Adomo. Lekiach Yarek, Umtabel Eisei Bechareises. The Chareises. The Rambam mentions Chareises, but we are not table at the Chareises, we are table at in salt water. Only the Morer we are table the Chareises. But the Karpas, we are not table the Chareises. Ve'echol kazayis, hu v'chol amsudim yimei, kol echot v'echot v'meichel u'poches mekazayis. So that's it. The meaning of most Jews is to eat up to less mekazayis. And some will say, I mean, that's the psak of the Ramah, that we should eat less than mekazayis. Dapke less mekazayis. One second, please. Why dapke less mekazayis? Because if you eat kazayis, then you'll be involved in yourself. Do you have to make a brocha achrei nebirin poshe? Don't you have to say it's a machlekes between Gavi and the Rashbam? So, some male in order to avoid sveikes of making brocha achrein or not. So the best thing is to eat less nekazayis, so then you are on safe ground. You certainly don't have to make a brocha achrein. But the Shittus HaRambam is that we have to eat dafke kazayis. So the Magid Mishneh says, Maschir Meborech Beire Pri Adoma V'Likeach Yerek Piresh V'Ni Meborech V'Achrob V'Ni Meborech V'Achrob V'Chim Kosef HaRaj Boza. Now there is no Boruch Achrei. There's a machleket between the Vi and the Rashbam. Whether there is a Boruch Achrei or there is no Boruch Achrei. Why do many Rishim in the Rambam B'Seichon say that you don't have to make brocha achreinu, because it's like anything else. Suppose in the meal you take a potato and you eat. So you have to make a brocha achreinu. You are going to be involved with someone anyway. So it will cover everything that you eat with a chasude. So maybe Shittus HaRambam means, you don't have to make a brocha achreinu because it's like anything else that is godly chassidut, even though you don't eat it because you like it, so you eat it because ki hekeh akim shishalat nekes, but what difference does it make why you eat it? What the motivation is, whether it's because you enjoy a piece of potato, or you do it in order to arouse the curiosity of the children, but you do it. So you make a bracha chayyeh whenever you eat an apple or you eat a potato in the midst of the Suda, you don't have to make a bracha chayyeh on the carpas either. So, the thing comes to the right with that. Yes?
The Rambam said, you don't talk about the vegetable
the haroises you have to
eat. So why do you have to wash your
hands? The haroises is also good. Did you ever see dry haroises completely dry? It's not good haroises. It's possible haroises. It's completely dry. Why are you so amazed? If it's completely dry, so it's not good haroises. Haroises, by definition, has to have some fluids. You pour in wine, that's the way to. I mean, don't you know the formula for haraises? Well, so you have to get the recipe. Maybe here is a certain recipe that gives you calls of haraises. Vishia kazalis ukidas rabbeinu lupishina achilot husa mikazalis. ורואיסי משקוסת כלשהו לפישאין זה אלא כדי שמי שרק נגיס. So the magnesium נלך לפרחס, he mentions the אגשים ואחר, and he says, why כזייס? It's a mitzvah לאחר, it's something about the curiosity of the children. Why do you have to be כזייס? But the magnesium assumes, the Shittus Arambam means, that it requires kazayis, looking at God's money. Us darling, kazayis is in the idea, makive, bishle in the morning here, dachil exibbe. Bin achil epochus mit azayis, elo kibu zeo rishein, eine yelo liasmiat neikis, she yishal, kidi yise peret avu tzochim, ubichol du husag, she aribroho kazayis, ime tzricho, shio, viyocheil, viyocheil, libor ebere priadumo, abol, שהוא רק של יבור לברוך אחר. אני חינגי זה says, if you eat less like a Zayis, you don't have to make ברוך אחר. In other words, because that was money, you should do it. If you do, not like that, because if you do eat a Zayis, it requires a ברוך אחר, you need to burn for sure, because it's not something that God is a chasude. You don't eat it because you like to eat it, it's part of the sude. Okay. You only eat it because of the din of Hekatenekes. Nishala Kneikas. Some mele, you have to make a bochachene. But if you eat less than a rice, you don't have to make a bochachene. But why you take a zayin? In a rachshol yivor bochachene miyye kazayis, ki mivuya bilchad bochas, usvurame sheto yiseitel. So the Magnishne considers that so strange that there should be a chiyuv of kazayis in Karpas, which is only the potential of nature, that he says is probably Tosefta now. But the Magnishne did not say it's Tosefta. He says there's a Shittus Arambam. The Magnishne didn't consider it difficult. True, it's only because the Yishrat nature. But I suppose that the nature will become more curious if you eat something substantial, if you eat a little tiny thing itself. They will not be shared. So if you eat something substantial, then they'll be aroused. But if you eat the masher, they will not be allowed. And this is the Rambam. In other words, according to the Rambam, even though the purpose is to finish what an ekes, but the takone world, there has to be a chile of karmas. Not just the imash, anyway. And everybody mentions the Shittas Rambam is Yerkik, as I said. In other words, they don't go along with the Agos Maimon's premise that it's still safe on the Rambam. All right. So he says, Dechol Kazayis, Hu Dechol Amsukim Mundei, Kol Echot Dechot in Eichel Pochit Mekazayis. Vahakach, Eichrin Ashulchon Yutnei Kirei HaGodol Ibadim. What do you say, Mekirei HaGodol Ibadim? So this is also says, because this man Chazal, it wasn't the same as today. Today, everybody, all the Levites, seated one big table. But this man Chazal, so everybody had every day at a small table for himself. Husbands and wives used to eat at the same table. But even the Levites didn't eat at the same table as the Balabites. Everyone had, I mean the way you had in restaurants, but in restaurants you had many tables, but each table is quite big, I mean. But Bizman Chazal, so everyone, even the member of the Mishpoch, used to eat by himself at a very small table. And the Balabais used to eat at his table. The Balabais used to eat at his table. And the Balabais, the table of the Balabais, and Balabais and his wife used to eat. Some male, so the practice was, Barakach, Ichrin, Ashur, Kondi, Kire, Yagod, and Yabade, But today that everybody eats it, eats at one big table, so you're not selling the car from the table. You see, this man Chazal, when everybody, today that everybody, all the guests, together with Balabai, sit at the same big table, so instead of taking, we are not mechuya to take away the kara from the table. We just have to put it to the other end of the table. Barakach, eitchin ha-shulchon mifne kire ha-godo ibadei, uvaidu ha-reitchin ha-shulchon, ומייזגין הכיס השני וכאן הבן שואר. כאן הבן שואר. What does שואר mean? Everybody says, שואר means what? מה נשתן? Four classes. Who doesn't know that? Everybody knows. Even children nursery know, I mean, that the Ben, especially the youngest, so he has to say all the four classes. But it's not the food of a person. I mean, this is everybody knows it. Children in nursery school, I mean. So we say that the Ben says the forecast, it's not the shul of a person. And the Rambam Shit is not like this. I suppose that if the Rambam had been tested by today's schools, he would fail the test. So look what the Rambam says. Ve'imer hakiri manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelis. Shep ho halelis. All right, so. The kashi, the shaila of Inan Madun is the first shaila.
הרי ומייז דין הכיס השני וכאן הבן שואר. כאן הבן שואר. What the שואר means? Everybody says, שואר means what? מה נשתנו? Four cases. Who doesn't know that? Everybody knows. Even children mostly know, I mean, that the Ben, especially the youngest, so he has to say all the four cases. It's not for the person. I mean, this is a, everybody knows it. Children in the nursery school, I mean, so they say that the Ben says the four cases, it's not for the person. And the Rambam Shit is not like this. I suppose that if the Rambam had been tested by today's schools, he would fail the test. So look what the Rambam says. והנה הכירי מה נשתנו הלילה הזה מכל הלילים. שכל הלילים, alright, so the kashi, the shayla of Inan Madun is the first shayla. That's like the Lubavitcha, you know, the Lubavitcha, so they have another seder than the four kashis. In our seder is the first kashi is Manishtana Razi because Shepo Alev has stood in for them. Shepo Alev Tanehu Chomis Umatso Halayla Hazeh Kuli Matso. So that's the first kashi. Shepo Alev is Onoichun Shor Yoroki Halayla Hazeh Moreh Halayla Hazeh Kuli Moreh Halayla Hazeh Moreh Tuk Yosoi. Then the second kashi. The third kashi is Shepo Alev is Mimadim Atut Amechos Halayla Hazeh Shri Pomi. Is the third kashi. And the fourth kashi is Shepo Alev from Yechon Yishn and Yisugim Marazek Olam from Yisiyat. I still remember all the four kashi. So many years ago I learned it. So, but the body chair had a different system. The first kashi is Shepo Alev is, or as they say it in Yiddish, Tatrach with a friend with your kashi. So, Favosin yet this, Favosin this Halle Nechtin yo, ist tunken der Mann, ach du nicht einmal, und heim die Pesachnacht tunken wir zweimal, einmal die Karpas in Salzwasser und einmal morgen heißt. So das ist der erste Kasch. Die Babitsche, die erste, die erste ist es, aber der Rambam ist nicht sehr, die zweite der Babitsche. Man kann sich nicht fragen, weil vielleicht der Babitsche ist es. Der Rambam ist nicht sehr. So Shepo Alele, so Shepo Alele is on the Inu Madun Atu Pamachas, the Alayla Azeh Shtei Pamu. Shepo Alele is on the Yechon Chomitz Matzo, the Alayla Azeh Kuli Matzo, just like the Nusach of Lubavitcha. Alayla Azeh Kuli Matzo. Shepo Alele is, but that word is Man Abayis, that we don't say all together. Shepo Alele is on the Yechon Bosot Sli, Sholu Kumibusho, the Alayla Azeh Kuli Sli. שפ חלל איז אנ איך ווי שאג רוקייס דער איז אנ רייער אנ רייער ווי סינער אבט נגעמ פאש נישט רייער שפ חלל איז אנ איך ווי בן ישן ווי סובין דער איז אז קולן מי סוב ביזמן האז אין אימייל דער איז אז קולצלי שיינען קאפ אורא denn der am seise masse bedient sich als dinge trash passe sagen mir die jodikul. Anyway, but here we have a striking loss in the Rambam. The Chana Ben Sheol, what is Sheol? Man Ishtana Ha'ala Azeh Mikolos, everybody knows. Then he says, Veimer HaKeirei Man Ishtana Ha'ala Azeh Mikolos. Who is the Keirei? The Keirei means the Baal Bais, the one who says the whole, because at the beginning, not everybody has to say the whole about it. The Baal Bais, or anyone of the guests can say it, and they can be Yetzir for the Halacha of Shemei Keine and many places. So, I mean, in Bidiris Rishayim, so the Baal Bais said the whole thing of the Agode and the others listened, and they were Yetzir because to Shemei Keine. So he says, the Kana Ben Sheol, what is Sheol, Manishtana Alas and Nikolali, Shephalas, the whole Musa. No, he says, Veimer HaKeirei Ma Nishtana Alayla Azeh Mikol HaLeilos. So, isn't this strange? Something that every nursery child knows, the child, the Ben says, the Ma Nishtana. Here the Rambam says, no, the father, usually the Keirei, he says Ma Nishtana.
the child, it doesn't say Namishtana. So, but Chana ben Sheol, so what does he ask? Apparently, yes, Tadaka. Not after Namishtana. Today, every child learns the four kashas. But according to the Ramban, the child has to ask, what does he ask? What does the father is? Well, if to tell the child what to ask, you have to arouse the curiosity of the child. So we do many things, right? At the Shulchan, we are amazing. Kesheni, immediately before Manishtano, Kishisha Atinik. I mean, we make Tutiburim to arouse the curiosity of the Tinik. And then, once the teenage curiosity is aroused or less, what do we ask? Well, you have to ask the child, what are you asking? But today, you know, we are paradox, so the male will tell the child what to ask. I'm not saying that it's against the deen, but you see, the whole procedure according to the Rambam is not the way it takes place today. But you'll see, there are two shots in the rush. Our procedure, you know, when the child asks all the four kashas, is one pshat in Rashi. And the Dada and the Rambam's procedure is another pshat in Rashi. I'm sure that if the Rambam had taken a test today, he would fail in a kindergarten test. Because he would all be, he would say, all the Mechanchen would say, he's all mixed up there. The Mishnah, that cook designer without, must go learn Kei Shein, the Kana Ben Sheel of, the Mindaz Bugen, all this Muram, Manish, the Narazeh, Mikarale, the Shef Harel, the Chocham Shumatza, the Narazeh, Kolimatza. You see, with the girl saying the Mishneh is the way we say it, but the way the Rambam mentions is the way the Rabbis say it. Shep Haraleis, obviously the Rambam had another girl saying, the Rambam would be Mishaneh from the Nusach of the Mishneh, so apparently the Rambam had another girl saying the Mishneh. In Daz, the Ben of the Rambam, Man is Tanah Azeh Mikaayah, Shep Haraleis, and the Chacham Tzimatzah, and the Kolei Matzah. שפעלה שמח ושאל ירוק זה זה מוריה שפעלה לי שמח ומבושה צולי שאלה כמבוש שלו הרע זה כולי צולי שפעלה לי שממד דין התחת הרע זה שתי פעמים and the nation that is sitting is not the nation in the nation we say it but it's nation in the Rambam so Rashi the Chana ben Sheer what do you mean the Chana? After the killer of the carapace, in Mashke, in Ella, whatever, on Haresis, whatever. So the Ben Sheol is on. So the first lesson in Rashi is, Kam bin Zigas Tei Sheini, Ha Ben Sheol is on, in Hoch. Man ish tano achshof she meizgin Tei Sheini to the Mashke. Another Kashi. So the Ben Sheol, not the four Kashis. The Ben is not sure the four Kashis. Four kashas is too sophisticated. So what is the Ben Sheol? Because all of a sudden something unusual takes place in the house. As Man Chazal, it was customary, you know, to drink wine in the table. And of course on Shabbos Yom Tov, so you need Kiddush. So the Ben knows that every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, every Friday night, every Yom Tov night, so the father makes Kiddush. So one cup here I make, but right after he drank the kosher kiddush, he should pour in another course. He never saw it in the course of the year. Here all of a sudden, just finished drinking the kosher kiddush, again a cup. So the curiosity of the child is allowed. So yes, manishtana lalazenikalale. All of a sudden, you just finish drinking the first course and immediately drink another course. So that's the shaila that the child asks, according to the first Pshatna Rashi. So in other words, the first Pshatna Rashi is, when the child doesn't ask the four kashas, what kind of kashas does the child ask? The child says, Whatever what does it? So that's why Rashi says, come in Zigas case a shake in shame, a ben shir is of Im Chochon, which is a very smart child. So he's very alert, he's very observant, he sees, or less Friday night, so my father made Kiddush. And then he drank the Kosher Kiddush, and he didn't call in another Kosher. Here all of a sudden, what is it? He became a drunk, coming since last Friday night, so he becomes aroused, there's something to it. He's a smart boy, smart child, boy or girl, he's a smart child. So, Mary's curiosity is about, he bothers him, he wants to know if he's a Chocham. So he asked him that question, and if he's not smart. So there's some other question, but even if he's not smart, he's not so alert, but there is a modicum of smartness in him, and if he sees so many things are different now than any other night, than any, even than any other Yomtev night, there might be something to it. But if he's a Chochem, so he'll be aroused by this difference. If he's not so sophisticated, he'll realize the other things. The other things. In other words, let's say, there are many things that the Chachomim are misakim to the Shishuat Nishis. How many things are there? One is to be mazik the Koshein, by Kefer Kosrish. After all, if not, there is another cause, but that's for Galon Rami to take a long time until say the Broche of Asher Galonu, the Goros and Seinu, so have to be Master Bidnushim, Sayin Bishvach, and the Samakis, and Ram Gamliel. So many things, why such a rush, why such a repulsion to call in the cause right now? After finishing drinking the Kosh of Kiddush, we immediately fill up the second course. After all, the second course is the course of Asher Galon. So it will take another hour until you reach Asher Galon. So why not wait till you reach the Broche Asher Galon? Then fill up the course. If not for the Yishisho at Nefes, that would have been possible. Just as we don't fill up the cup of Kiddush an hour before Kiddush. So why should we fill up the course of Asher Galonu an hour before we say Asher Galonu, but only Kishimisho Adnei. So that's one of the things that we do in order to allow the curiosity. Another thing is that we do Yarek Rishu. So let's say Bizman Chazal. So the only, as the Rambam says, only the Kare that was at the Shulchan of the Balabais was taken away from the Shulchan. He put, I don't know where, it's another table or another room. I don't know where it was put. So that's also allowed the curiosity of the child. And then another thing that is likely to allow the curiosity of the child is the tibur, the two tibur. So they call him the first Russian Rashi, the Hana Ben Sheyel Esavi. We don't tell the child, ask this. Well, today we are pedagogues, so every child is taught the forecast. Some melee, you know, the child is trained and brainwashed for the forecast. So he has the forecast. But according to the first Russian Rashi, we don't tell the child what is. Yeah, that's more like a rent freedom. What kind of freedom is we tell every child, you have these four kashas, suppose he's bothered by other kashas. That's a rent freedom. That's not a rent freedom. So Rashi says, if you have a ben shele sovi, come to Mzikas Kishini, a ben shele sovi. Imu chochom, man ishtane achshof, shemez min kishini kile machir. Why did he say imu chochom? Because he's not such a Chacham, he will be more bothered by the Atiras HaShulchan than the Mizik Sakech. Listen to me, Atiras HaShulchan, so many things, so many goodies on the Kare, and it's taken away from the Father Shulchan, and it's put on a table in another room. So that bothers him more if he's not such a Chacham. But he's sophisticated, so he's not bothered by that. He's not bothered by that, it's not so important. He's more bothered by the fact that we fill up another course. There must be something to it. He can conceive his own explanations. One explanation is that
the car is leaking oil because the father and the mother are afraid to still with it up. So he's not bothered by it. So, and he doesn't want to hear the answer. If he's not a very sophisticated child, he might not even ask because he doesn't. He's afraid. He's afraid that the answer will not be enjoyable, the answer. So, but yes, another question. Maduan is in Kishani, he knows that that answer will not be something unpleasant. So if I am Chochan, but if the Ben is not a Chochan, you ask another, something will bother him. Every child has a degree of alertness and a certain observation potential. So maybe he'll see so many things are different tonight than night. He'll ask, but what child will ask? Whatever will bother him. That's the first Lashon Rashi. So on the contrary, the first Lashon Rashi is in conformity to academic freedom. No, you don't tell the child what they ask. Whatever the child, whatever will bother the child, that will ask. That's the first chapter. V'im hochom, man ishtana achshav shemezdin kishen ikidim achim. V'rabbeinu kibir merabbe rab yakib ben yakir, v'chein habben sheya, כמו קיין בני סלופות. So קיין means yes, indeed. So he says, the חיין doesn't mean חיין at this point, but the חיין means קיין. The proper thing is for the child to share the מזיגס כשני מנסם. That's the proper thing for the child to be shared Manishtana. And what Manishtana? The Rashbam doesn't say, but he probably means the Manishtana that is Mesh spelled out in the Mishnah, all the four kashas, five kashas, whatever it is. So naturally there are two Mishnahs in Rashi. Whether the Manishtana is to be recited, the regular Manishtana, on Chomes Matzo, and Moreh, and in Matbilin, and Supin, and Bosot Solu Visholuk, and so on, whether it is to be recited, so according to the first Loshi in Rashi, it is to be recited, who asks Manishtano? The father asks Manishtano. That's what Rambam said. How about the Ben? The Ben is sharing his questions. What are his questions? Rashi said, if it is in Chochom. So he's alert enough to be aroused more by the Mesikas HaKeis than by Akira Kashuk. And if it's not even Chochom, he'll also be aroused. And he'll ask his questions. What question will he ask? Everyone according to his intelligence and according to his alertness. And we don't even tell the child what to ask. For the second Moshe Rashi is in accordance with our practice. In other words, the child is told what questions to ask. So, but the Shittas HaRambam is not like the way it's done today. The way it's done today is in accord and conforms to Rabbi Yaakov's Pshat, but not to the first Lashon Rashi.
What's the limit from the Slavka?
What is that?
What's the limit from the Slavka?
No, came the Slavka days. The Slavka spoke properly. He talked very intelligently. He talked properly, correctly. That's the correct way of to say the Manishtana at this point. All right. So the Imer Akira, in other words, so we see the Rambam says the Ben Shela, the Ben Eskash, Manishtana. What kind of Manishtana? It all depends. What bothers the Ben? Either Mizikas HaKeis so early, or Akiras HaShulchan, or maybe you'll ask other questions. You can know what bothers the child. Maybe the child will be bothered by the fact that he sees that his father puts on a kittel. So, whatever the child, the child, whatever will bother the child, so he'll ask. And we have to give him an answer. So according to the Rambam, the answer has to be presented in the form of a question and an answer. So the man is standing the four kashes, mark the beginning of the tshuva of the fire.
So you know, I mean, Ishmael Levin, he was a Zionist magic. So years ago, I was a child, I heard it. So he was very smart, he had a lot of wit. So he said, when you ask a Jew, inshallah, he answers by asking another child. You ask a Jew, was machta you? So what do you do in Israel? Was no me mach? So in other words, and that's the proper way. There's the proper way. Reb Chaim said that there are several differences between the mitzvah of Schilas Yisias Mitzrayim that is made every day. Man tiskias in tishomer of Mitzrayim kol mechayecho. Yimei chayecha ayomim kol mechayecha aleyos. So there's a mitzvah of Schilas Yisias Mitzrayim every day. Not only Pesach Mayim. And then there is a mitzvah of Sipol Yisias Mitzrayim Pesach Mayim. What are the differences? So there are several differences. Three differences, I can say. One means, Schiras Yisrael Mitzrayim does not include the element of Yidoy. After the mask, I make reference to Yisrael Mitzrayim. But no Yidoy. Masha'im genia leficho achanuch, yobim, shabiyach, lahalai, lepoyal, lereinim, lahadah, lebalich, lahalai, lelkalich. Nisha also on the Sahih Smith. So there's a chiyuv of Yidoy and there's a chiyuv of Hala of Yidoy. But every day, so you have to mention it. But no chiyuv of Yidoy. That's one. Another difference what Chaim says is in Tzchiyas Yitzias Mitzrayim every day and every night, just to make reference, but not in detail. Masha'im ki, in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam says in Sipur Mitzvahs, ki Tzachas Lashem. Not just to mention, but in detail. The third difference is that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Raisa level. So the Sipur has to be presented in the form of questions and answers. So it's not only in the form of questions and answers. I have to tell the child, the Rambam says, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, Pitzorich la'asei shinu b'layla hazeh, kedi shiyiru habonim b'yishalu, b'yimru ma nishtana b'layla hazeh mikol ha'leis, עד שיושב להם ויאמר להם כך וכך עירה, כך וכך הויה. וכי צד משנה, מחלק להם כלי ישראל גזר. Doesn't mean ישאל את נקס, doesn't mean only ישאל. It means we have to motivate, stimulate the children, basically. So one way of stimulating the children is by doing certain things that are unique, basically. Some male, his curiosity will be aroused, he will become stimulated. And then you give them nuts, so they will also become stimulated, but also certainly stimulated. The Chesed Mishan Mechalik Rehm Kliyish Legezim Ve'etchim Ashuch HaMelechneyem Kedem She'yechlu Ve'chitzim Matzev Zem Yadzer HaYisrael. I mean, that we discussed 2 years ago. So I mean, the minute, you know, hiding the Achikimen has a basis. Ve'chitzim Matzev Zem Yadzer, what's the purpose of giving the youngest child to hide after came in? What? What's the basis? The basis is to stimulate the child. He has a role in the Siddur night. He's not just a passive observer. So if he'll be only a passive observer, he'll become bored. And he'll fall asleep. And he'll not be interested. And maybe he'll even rebel. It's because there are other heroes in the Siddur night. So he has a role in the Siddur night. So the male חיתי מאצ זיי מיאזע די חליש דומעל אין מיי זיין איש די שאלט אין מיי ישע שיאל מי זעזע מאן שטאנ אלע זע דאט הויע קולן חכמי הויע סו שיאל מי זעזע הויע מי קאדיי שיאל עצמי מאן שטאנ אלע זע סו איבן מי די הויע די פי הויע זיי זע באיי שאלט אלע לאנג
so he also has to ask himself questions. So it's a riot. The mitzvah on the Reise level is fulfilled in the form of questions and answers. This is a didactic motive, you know, because when you ask and you answer, even when you do it to yourself, then you get it clear in your mind. Because if it's not presented in the form of questions and answers, so then you can become confused. You know, sometimes you understand something. But if you don't crystallize the concepts, the halachas, in the form of questions and answers, you're likely to become confused. So in order to have it clear in your mind, you have to ask and you have to give an answer. You have to give an answer. So he says, so that's the third difference. So Mele, one second, please. So Mele, that's why the Rambam says, that's not the Shaila. The four kashas, the so-called four kashas, are not asked by the Ben, they are asked by the Father. What does the Ben ask? The Ben ask whatever he asks. Whatever bothers him. So maybe the Ben will ask, Madua Mineskin is a Kishini, Madua Ishim is a Shulchan, Madua Madbili. And then he might ask other questions. As I said before, he might ask, why do you wear a kittel all of a sudden? I never see you wear a kittel. All of a sudden you wear a kittel. So that will evolve the curiosity, and that will stimulate him. What difference does this make? But we don't tell the child, according to the Rambam, in the first verse in Rashi, what else. But then, the four kashas mentioned the Mishnah. That's the beginning of the tshuva by the father. So the tshuva of the father has to be presented in the form of questions and answers. I don't know, years ago, when I went to high school, I know that they sold review books. So before reading this, so everybody had to study, the teacher used to say, you have to study the review book. So in the review book, it was in the form of questions and answers. And that really crystallized, I mean, the subject matter of the course. So it has a didactic motive, you see. If you don't crystallize it in the form of questions and answers, it can become confusing. But if you ask yourself, this and that, you know, so then you give the answer, so then you know exactly what you know, what you don't know. So this is how the Chaim defined his derech, you know. Many people ask me, what's the Chaim's derech? I should tell them, what's the Chaim's derech? So I tell them what the Chaim said. The best derech on the kashe is to understand the Boshish there, what is difficult. So once you analyze the kashe, so maybe you will find the teretz in the kashe. And if you don't find, so that means that you don't have to find the teretz. You don't have to explain everything. Some people might explain everything in the world, even the Holocaust, they won't explain. There are certain things that cannot be explained. So in other words, the only explanation that can be given and should be given is an explanation that emanates naturally from the analysis of the kasha. So Hashem was schwer, as Rav Chaim said. And even Hashem was schwer is mere Shinder of Tash. And even a feeling of Hashem was schwer, and when it means me based in Tash, means that it's a doubt with Hashem. So, some male, that's why this is a didactic motive. So, the Beimer Achirim Anishtanaras, he has to give him a tshuva. The child's curiosity is about his brother. He's bothered by little things. He's bothered, Lomay Kashulcha, Lomay Magun. Not a big thing. It's not born by him in the Rumi Shalom. But he's bothered by it. And you see, the answer is not. In other words, the Lord says that the reason is why we are making the course weiß jetzt nicht links, links in der Kosov Kidesh, die ist ja schon was in Eke, in der Rasche, der Frisch sagt mir Rasche, in euer Ben Chochom, so denn hier war er bei this unique thing that takes place in the Seder. Weil das das Kindrink in der Frisch Kosov Kidesh, we immediately fill up the second. That bothered me. And why do we do it? You should ask. So, what's the answer? The answer is, first man is down and then I'm going to do. After all, we are not fruited. He asks, the Ben Chochom asks, why are we making the call so early? Why are we in such a hurry? Wait, why? You want to drink again? You just finished drinking. So what should be the answer? What should be the answer? The answer should be the true answer. It's not like an agency. But suppose when the child asks, the Ben Chochom asks, why do we fill up the course? So then the father will tell him, in order that you should ask. That would be a true answer. But we don't give him that answer. Because then they will become discouraged. The child will think, oh, you don't have a high opinion of him. You don't want to communicate with him. You'll become frustrated. So you don't answer him that way. Even though that would be the true answer. That would be the true answer. Yes, why do we fill up the course? We just finished drinking the first course. Why are we in a hurry? So the true answer is she's like an atheist. So the true answer would be, in other words, you should ask. But we don't give him the true answer. Not has shown that we give him an incorrect answer. Not an incorrect answer. From the perspective of the real truth, so the real answer is not that you should ask. You should ask means in order you should become stimulated. And then if you become stimulated, you'll pay attention, you'll not fall asleep, you'll not be discouraged, you'll not rebel against the parents, and that will bear fruit in all the whole year. So that's the real answer. So maybe you can't answer, you know, you should ask, then you'll frustrate him even more. You'll think that you have a very low opinion of him. The father doesn't even want to talk to him. Doesn't want to talk to him. Yes?
The answer of the curiosity is the time that he's dead. Can you be noted in Shema Kolo?
Yes.
So the third partial of Yeshua,
you cannot be a Krishna. That's your sound. She begins, she collects the echo, year in the Kabul and Malacha Shemaim Gabs. But in everything else, there is a lot of Shemaim.
And the third Pasha then?
What?
The third Pasha is for at night, it's for the community to be taught.
Yes.
So that the person
knows that they're calling? No, but the third Pasha is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Krishna. Whether it's in the eyes of the Rabbon, another question. But the whole Apochas in the Rabbon level, it's an essential part of the Krishna. And in the Rabbonon level, you're not the kind of mitzvah of Krishna if you just read Vahapto and Vahishmeya, it goes without saying. So in Meira, it's not shy of the same Shemaya came in without Krishna. Without Krishna. All right, anyway. So that's why the Rambam says, Ve'imer Akeri Manishlan Alayla. In other words, in order to crystallize the answer, why man is standing alive as any corollaries of the Ben? The Ben is bother things, the little things. Because of course, I feel such a shulchan. And maybe because he gets, all of a sudden, he gets close, the games he enjoys them, but still he wants to know why. He is bothered by little things. He's a child, he's bothered by little things. And if he died, he shall Ben, so. So it will vary his curiosity. So Rashi says, Ben Chochem, then it will be aroused by this unique thing in the Seder, in the Yiddish HaKos. And if not such a Chochem, he will probably be aroused by the Chlukas Goetz and Kroyes. What difference does that make? His father. All we are interested in to arouse his curiosity. Let his curiosity be aroused by the distribution of Ken. Okay, so what difference does it make? But once it's aroused, so we pay attention and not fall asleep. So he'll listen to his father, and then the father will have an opportunity to inculcate all the right hashkofas in his mind. But in order that, from a didactic point of view, in order that the child should be able to absorb the answer, it has to be presented to the child in the form of precious answer, like in the review book in geometry. Because then, if somebody studies in the form of questions and answers, it's more likely to be absorbed. So that's why the four kashas, according to the Rambam, do not represent the kashas by the child, but they mark the beginning of the answer by the father. That's a new pshat in the four kashas. I'm sure that people today think that the four kashas to be asked by the child, that's initially for us, it's not so possible. It's foolish in the Sarash, not so possible. All right. Bizman hazeh, eneim eia, balala hazeh, kulin sleep, shein on kob, umaskil big news, vikere ashegimer, drash, parsha, sarami, vigodi, kulam. I think that 2 years ago I discussed, even though 3 years ago we covered Perek Zion, but in the course of the discussion of Perek Zion, I mentioned this Rambam and explained it. Because every time I said, and I'm going to repeat it again, because it says, Vikere Achigena Drash Parsha Sarami Vidovikula. Why does he emphasize Drash Parsha Sarami Vidovikula? Because in the posit of Arami Vidovi, so something remarkable we find. Inkeles, the Rambam Nirin Buchens points out that Inkeles always explains, that translates the posit, every word in the Torah, with a traditional word. So, come upon him at here. So, as Rashi says, Rabbi Sili Dorshu Mashi Dorshu, I will traditional Mikroika. Both are equally true, but traditional Mikro is one thing, and the Drash is another thing. Now let's say the first posit in the Torah, Bereishis Bora Lechimus Hashemayim Vesaf. So there is a drash. Shchus HaTorosh in Tereshis. That's in the Mashmoyim, within the Mashmoyim is a posit. But that's not the traditional Mikro. Now for example, let's say there are certain parashas that can be translated. So suppose you have to read Bereishis Bora in English. So how will you translate in English? Let's say suppose there can be traced a Torah in English. Here's the forbidding, there could be traced a Torah in English also. So how will you translate in English? Bereishis story, in the marriage of the Torah to the Bein Shalom, Hashem created the world. That won't be the translation. So you have to translate it literally means with the traditional Mikra, not according to the Drash. The Drash is just as MS as the traditional Mikra, but in creating the Pshutim. So what is the traditional Mikra? So either it's according to some Mikroshim, it means in the beginning, but Drash rejects that kind of Pshat in the beginning. Bitchilas Briash Mayim Voret, the Oretz is a failure. But, so I mean, I think in all translations it's translated in the beginning, not according to Rashi's Pshat, but it is according to the Pshat of Arami first. But when a mitchoyetzin dikshit, a mitchoyetzin dikshit, so now, and the Rambam Yom Buchin points out that Inkeles is always makpi to translate every word in the Torah according to tradition. That's the reason as to why we find certain shots in the Rashbam, that seem on the surface contrary to Chazal. I don't know what they want from the Rashbam. Rashi also says, Rabbi Sin Dorshu Mashi Dorshu, Abu Kudishon Mikroenika. So why do they want from the Rashbam all the Maskirim? Rashbam, I mean, he explained the Torah not according to Chazal. He had a critical approach, so I don't have a sense. the Rashbam, whenever the Rashbam mentions the pshat that does not harmonize with what the Gemara says, so he says, Lepipshuti shall mitchol, it's kach v'kach, in other words, both are in the Mashmoyis HaPosik, but the pshuti shall mitchol is something else. So the Rambam learned the book and points out so that the interest was so meticulous about translating every word in the Torah literature. But there is one exception, and that's Arami Yedidot. Arami Yedidot. So according to the Drash, the Arami Yedidot has reference to whom? To Lover. Arami Vidovi has reference to Lover. That Nezre says the Pshilishon Mikro is not Lover. And the Rashbam also says that the Pshilishon Mikro does not have reference to Lover. Because if the Pshilishon Mikro would have reference to Lover, because Shalobam Bikish Lakas Hakil, so we should say Arami Miabidovi. By Avidovi, Avid means an omen, a traveler, a lonely person who has no land. So that Nezra says, if the traditional mitro is reference to Yaakov, the Rashbam says something strange. He says, if the traditional mitro is reference to Avraham Avinu, all right. But that Nezra says, if the traditional mitro is reference to Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov was a wonder, he was a gear, he had to go to Lebanon, he stayed in a strange land, he had to leave out his soil. He was a wanderer, either in the sense of a wandering person, a nomad. But what's the drash? Arami Vidovi has reference to Lebanon, because Mabigafa, of what Paritzweigeluf, Alabin Ayel Ayelot Ashrechu, Vachalabas Bechayim,